As the mist slowly burned away Monday morning, volunteer rescuers got their first glimpse of the incoming human cargo. Two dinghies appeared on the horizon, but they were intercepted by boats from the Greek Coast Guard and European Border Force Frontex. Rescuers later recovered the flimsy dinghies. Many volunteers are angry at what they see as inhuman treatment of refugees seeking sanctuary.
All night long, the cat catching the mouses, you know. Six big boats from Frontex, Greeks, Turkish, a lot of people, different people. It's like a wall.
Lesbos resident Rebecca Michalides has been helping coordinate the volunteer rescuers from the start.
We really just don't know from one day to the next really what's going to happen, but we're hoping that they can still come through and get through to us to help them.
But it appears that Europe and Turkey are determined to intercept the refugees. After Monday's rescue, they were taken ashore, cold, traumatized, exhausted. For now, the new arrivals are being held in this refugee camp that's rapidly turning into a secure detention centre. Under the new agreement, they should be sent back to Turkey, but there's no indication of when or how that will happen. The mayor of Lesbos says he has had no clarity from Athens or Brussels.
For 1.5 years,
we saw EU policymakers drag their feet in finding any kind of solution for the migration issue. And then overnight, they came up with a decision that they want us to enforce immediately.
Mayor Galinos is angered by the constant patrols of warships offshore.
Now it seems this deal has eclipsed the role NATO is supposed to be playing. It would be simpler to set up the hotspots on the Turkish coast, not here.
For now, the threat of deportation to Turkey is not putting off the migrants. Two refugees were found dead in one boat Sunday. Doctors from the charity Boat Refugee Foundation say it was so overloaded they likely drowned in a crush as the dinghy began to take on water. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Lesbos Island, Greece.